Yeah, you know, we're just trying to rebalance the squad and make sure that we've got all bases covered. And, you know, I think that, you know, we're 7, 8, 9 games in now, including Cup, with for a reflection of where we are. And it's exciting to, you know, to get certainly 2 signings we've made, and that quality and that knowledge and know-how that sort of David brings, but certainly the energy and the excitement that the signing of Jack brings. The 2 very good signings that have stimulated the group, you know, even today, just coming in, sort of last night, we were really hard over the last 4 hours, everyone at the club has, to bring the 2 players into the football club. And it's had an immediate impact, certainly on the training field. So, you know, we've got a squad of players that are really behind each other and wanting each other to do so well. But them 2 players have just added that extra quality that will help us gain points.
Apart from his obvious experience then, I mean, what do you like about David Fox as a player?
You know, he's a player that's got the knowledge, got the know-how. And certainly, you know, Paul Lambert, when Paul Lambert signs a player, the way they play and the way Paul Lambert plays is very similar to what we're trying to do at the football club. And he offers, he ticks the ball over, he can pass forward, he can pass long, he can quicken our tempo up, he can slow it down at times, and he's a footballer who oils the machine really well. And certainly the players that we've got at the club who we think can hurt teams, I'm sure that David can come in and find them players. He's an executor of passes and is a seer of passes, so he's a bit different to what we've got, but he complements what we've got really well.
Jack Butland obviously coming to Oakwell as well, comes with a pedigree too. There aren't many better English keepers in the country than this guy, is there?
No, he's not, you know, and as soon as Seeley went, we knew he was close, you know, sailing close to the wind. I didn't have a keeper on the bench on Saturday, and we knew we were sailing close, and we had all our contacts out there. You know, Mike Pollitt was still probably two weeks away after his torn abductor. So we knew that we were all on the pump finding the ideal replacement, and you know, getting Jack and the deal that Stoke have done. And that's a few times now that Stoke have really helped us out, certainly with the Roy Delap and, you know, getting Jack to us and the proficiency and efficiency they've shown in bringing him to us. But he has that assurance about him. He's someone who comes. And what I loved is that as soon as we picked up to the phone to the boy, he wanted to come. He wanted to be in the shop window. He wanted to play. There was an excitement about turning out for us on a Saturday. And like I've said in the past, when you make that phone call and you feel that vibe and enthusiasm for a player, it excites you. It reignites something in yourself. Because, you know, 3 o'clock, there's a lot of players sat up and down the country who don't want to play on a Saturday at 3 o'clock. They'd rather just, you know, stay at a football club and pick the wages up. Jack Butland absolutely jumped at the chance, like Foxy did, to join our football club. And at times, you know, that's exciting as a manager to, you know, work with that type of player.
Are both players in contention for a possible start tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I think the Jack Butland one, it's a given. Jack's somebody who, with Steeler going down out of training Tuesday, you know, it was really important that Jack come in, and we've done a good training session with him today with the team shape. And like I said, Foxy's got an excitement to want to get out there at 3 o'clock and show everybody what he can do. So the two boys are certainly, you know, ready and willing to take part tomorrow.
And just quickly, is there any update on Luke Steele and how his back is?
The medical department are telling us that it's going to settle down well. I spoke to a specialist down in London, and we're not sure whether to get him some sort of sugar injections to settle the site down, the back pain down. And it's just, you know, with an acute injury like that Luke's got, you sort of wait for at least 4 hours to really settle the pain down and then make a diagnosis. You know, if you try and make it too quick, you end up doing the wrong decision. So that he's back settling down, and now it's just making sure that, you know, we get, if it can go away just on its own, then that's what we're trying to do. Sometimes you speed the process up, you don't actually get rid of the problem. So that's where we're at the minute. And again, probably the next 48 hours will tell us where we're at with Steeley.